Here's a little fun thought experiment I'll title, One Kind of Photography. You know that old business about what books would you take with you if you had to spend the rest of your life, for example, on a deserted island? Kind of a fun thing to think about, and I'm sure you've probably played this game more than once in your life. But just for fun, what if you could only make one kind of photograph for the rest of your life? What would you choose? Would you spend the rest of your life doing only landscapes, portraits, still life, wildlife? I don't use genre labels like that in my Lightroom catalog, but for some reason I got to thinking about this, about which subset of all the images I've made connect with me the strongest, are the most important to me, are the ones that I would choose to make if I could only make one kind of photography for the rest of my life. And I think I'd choose abstracts, which is fascinating to me for two reasons, because abstracts, no one cares about them, no one likes them, no one has them hanging above their fireplace. It's the most difficult of all genres of photography to develop an audience for. Always has been, probably always will be. So why would I choose abstracts? Well, it occurs to me that I could make abstracts anywhere. I could make abstracts at any time, in any weather, with any subjects, with any camera, with any light, and I could print them at any size I wanted for any purpose. Abstract photography is perhaps the most universal type of photography, which, curiously enough, has the least appeal to the public, to photographers, maybe even to my future self. Sometimes I look back at an abstract that I made 20 years ago and think, why was I excited about this back then? This is stupid. It's dumb. It's an abstract. It doesn't mean anything. But that's the thing about abstracts. You never know if they're going to mean anything, and if they do, to whom. Abstracts are kind of like photography's version of the Rorschach test. You never know how it's going to be interpreted until it is. And I can even say that about myself. There are images that I know I used to love that were abstracts. And it's converse, too. There were abstracts that I made early on that I never finished because once I looked at them in Photoshop or Lightroom, I just didn't think they had much content there. I now look at them and realize, holy moly, these are fantastic. And maybe I didn't have to go any farther than my own garage to make them. I really got onto this when we published Larry Blackwood's body of work called Opus Corvus, which was pictures of crows and ravens. And when I interviewed him about that work, this was one of the issues that he brought up, that crows and ravens are everywhere. So no matter where he was in his travels, at home, far away, down the block, he could always find crows and ravens to photograph. And so it's the perfect project. He can work on it anywhere. He can capture potential images anywhere. I thought that was a marvelous idea. A photographic project that did not have location restrictions to it. That's really a fantastic idea, and I was so grateful when he mentioned that, because it opened up my thinking about this a lot, and abstracts fall in that category. I can photograph things that I might be able to turn into an interesting abstract no matter where I find myself, no matter how much time I have on my hands, no matter what focal-length lens I happen to have mounted on my camera or my phone. Now, maybe abstracts aren't your cup of tea. That's okay. Maybe the real thing to think about here is, can you identify a subject that you're interested in that you can do anywhere so that you're not restricted to days or moments when you have the ability to travel to exotic locations and photograph exotic subjects? Maybe not crows, maybe not abstracts, but maybe something else that excites your eye, that you can have access to universally, that can be a great source for building momentum in your creative life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.